CBS News, progress reported in reducing the size of a bubble inside the damaged reactor core of the fission plant near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I'm David Jackson reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The word of progress comes from the utility company that runs the reactor on Three Mile Island. Richard Roth has details.
Reducing the bubble is critical to solving one problem at the reactor, for if the bubble expands, experts fear it could block the flow of water being used to cool down the reactor's radioactive core. Metropolitan Edison Vice President Jack Herbine said at a news conference that he personally believes the crisis is over. Then he was asked why the problem remained unsolved.
I think we're into something that is a different ballgame than we'd expected. I don't think that I've seen anything that indicates that we're not really prepared to handle what we've found ourselves involved in. And to date, we have not given excessive exposure to any member of the public.
Herbine said that intermittent emissions of low-level radioactive gas continue from the Three Mile Island plant and are likely to continue, he said, for several days. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission said yesterday it was hoped that gas venting would be stopped today. But Herbine said that, too, has been more difficult than anticipated. Richard Roth, CBS News, Middletown, Pennsylvania.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is scheduled to be holding its own news conference now on the status of the damaged fission plant. White House officials say President Carter spoke with a top officer at NRC who said the situation at the reactor does appear somewhat improved. Mr. Carter has decided to go ahead with a political trip to Wisconsin today. He's due to leave Washington in a little over an hour. We'll have more news after this.
Reach out and touch someone.
Come on, honey. Up you go. That's Mommy's girl. I can remember a few months ago. So far from home, in our new house, and having a new baby. It just overwhelmed me. That's right, sweetheart. You stay right there. That's the time you really need a friend. A best friend. I'll never forget. One night Jim was sleeping, but the baby wasn't. I called her in the middle of the night. Hey, that's what friends are for, she said. She was right, of course. We'd shared so much. Dolls and braces. She even lent me her best dress for my first date with Jim. That night it seemed Peggy was sitting right there next to me, making me laugh and giving advice. The miles melted away and... Peg.
Janie?
Guess what the baby did today?
Bell System.
Anwar Sadat's triumphant return to Cairo today, marred by word from Baghdad of the price he may have to pay for signing the peace treaty with Israel. Sources at the Baghdad Conference of Arab States opposed to the treaty say hardliners and moderates there have agreed on sanctions against Egypt. They reportedly include a total economic boycott and a shutoff of oil supplies. Local officials in southern Lebanon say Israeli gunboats shelled a Palestinian refugee camp and wounded 9 persons. Israeli military sources in Tel Aviv, though, deny any shelling took place. Muslim Revolutionary Guards in Tehran have arrested numerous people who allegedly tried to disrupt voting there. A 2-day referendum on the future of Iran ends today, with officials saying, as expected, a huge majority is voting for setting up an Islamic Republic. Diplomatic sources in Kampala, Uganda say Libyan soldiers have driven back Tanzanians and Ugandan rebels who've been shelling the capital city for several days. The Libyans entered the fray on the side of Uganda's President Idi Amin. His armies reportedly all but collapsed. In Pakistan, a formal appeal to the president for the life of former Prime Minister Bhutto. It came today from Bhutto's political party, just hours before the deadline for making such an appeal. Bhutto has refused to seek clemency for himself. He remains on death row, sentenced to hang for ordering the murder of a political opponent. An outbreak of rabies reported in southern Indiana's Orange County. 12 people are getting anti-rabies shots. All dogs have been put under a 6-month quarantine. That means police will destroy any dog found running loose off its owner's property. Now this.
They christened her Tigris, an uncommon ship of ancient design on a mission of goodwill. Her voyage ended in an outrage of fire. This is E.G. Marshall. Join me tomorrow night as we set sail with Thor Heyerdahl and the Tigris Expedition, an exciting National Geographic special on public television made possible by a grant from Gulf Oil Corporation. Gulf. Ralph invites you to watch The Tigress Expedition tomorrow night at 8, 7 Central on PBS.
At the drugstore, they told me there's a powerful anti-itch drug I can buy without a doctor's prescription. Now I use Bicozine Cream as directed. No more burning, embarrassing itching. No more scratching. Bicozine actually speeds healing. Bicozine Cream. What a relief.
Now you can soften hard, calloused skin without painful cutting or scraping. Apply stainless Dermasoft Cream to your feet as directed. Insist on Dermasoft Cream.
Some 200 people gathered for the funeral of Emmett Kelly in Sarasota, Florida. Kelly, who introduced the sad-faced clown Weary Willie 58 years ago, died this week at 80, said the Reverend Luther Willer, there's no need to eulogize the likes of Kelly. His life has told the story. David Jackson, CBS News.
The Three Mile Island nuclear plant failure is sure to focus Nuclear Regulatory Commission attention on improving safety procedures, which did not fully respond to last Wednesday's breakdown. Westinghouse Electric Corporation is in the nuclear energy production field, and spokesman Christopher Newton says he is certain changes will be made in procedures.
This has never happened at a nuclear power plant before. You have to look at all the numbers and all the incidents very carefully until they can really go into the reactor and check it out and look at all the facilities and how they worked or didn't work without an emotional atmosphere. I think it'll be quite some time before the real story is known.
Newton points out that much of the safety system has proved itself effective, preventing a complete loss. This is Beach Rogers, KNX News Radio.
A weekend vigil is underway at a nuclear power plant near Sacramento. About 150 candle-carrying protesters plan to stay outside the Rancho Seco nuclear power plant through at least tomorrow. State Senator John Garamendi shares the concern of the demonstrators, declaring, quote, "This power plant should have been shut down 2 days ago." The Sacramento facility, which is operated by the Sacramento Municipal Utility District, is similar in design to the crippled plant in Pennsylvania. Another protest took place in San Luis Obispo. A group of people marched from a theater showing a movie about a nuclear accident to the offices of Pacific Gas and Electric Company. At the office, they left a coffin with an anti-nuclear slogan attached.
CBS News. For the first time, a sense of cautious optimism in the struggle to bring a crippled nuclear power plant back under control. I'm Jerry Landay reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Reporters covering the accident at Three Mile Island Fission Reactor at Middletown, Pennsylvania, have met with Harold Denton. He's the operations director for the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Richard Roth attended.
Several positive developments were reported. Denton said the core of the nuclear reactor is in stable condition. It is being cooled well, he said. He said radioactivity levels in the reactor control room are falling, low enough now so that workers there no longer need protective masks. And that, he said, is facilitating communications. But some radioactive gases are still escaping from the reactor. And before they are fully controlled, Denton said, officials want to know more about the gas bubble inside the reactor. The NRC says that bubble contains hydrogen gas in concentrations under 2%, well below the point now of explosive danger. But before it's tampered with, he said, officials want to know more about it. Metropolitan Edison officials earlier said the crisis is over. Asked if he agreed, the NRC's Denton said, I don't think the crisis will be over till we have a full shutdown mode. And that may be several days away. Richard Roth, CBS News, Middletown, Pennsylvania.
More after this.
Hello, Susan?
Johnny?
Hi, honey. It's me.
Oh, I was just thinking of you.
Reach out and touch someone. Reach out, call up and just say hi.
Martha, dear, how are you?
Mother, you must have read my mind.
Wherever you are, you're never too far.
Janie, did I hit it big at the regional meeting.
Reach out and touch someone.
Hiya, Grandpa. Guess who
this is? Reach out, call up America.
A phone call makes it so easy to get closer to someone. Isn't there someone you want to call right now? It feels so good to.
Reach out and touch someone. Reach out, call up and just say hi.
The Bell System.
Reach out.
The Chinese government has reportedly put the brakes on free speech, specifically on what may and may not be put up on the wall posters in Peking. The Yugoslav news agency Tanyug, reporting from the Chinese capital, says Peking authorities have banned all wall posters, slogans, magazines, pictures, and other unofficial material which propagate ideas contrary to China, communism, and the ideas of Mao Zedong. Observers say the decisions, interpreted as aimed at introducing more discipline, particularly over criticism of the present leadership. Palestinian sources in Baghdad, Iraq, say that after days of debate and deadlock, a ministerial meeting of 18 Arab states has agreed to impose an all-out economic boycott on Egypt. This in retaliation for President Sadat's decision to make peace with Israel. Moderate Arab states reportedly decided to go along with hard-line demands on the ground the United States would compensate Egypt for any losses. Saudi Arabia has aided Egypt annually to the tune of more than $1 billion a year in aid. That would ostensibly now stop. As for Sadat, he returned to Egypt today to the adulation of hundreds of thousands. They lined the streets leading from the airport, held up signs reading, "Sadat, Hero of Peace." The government-organized demonstration had been in preparation for days. The Prime Minister of Israel, Menachem Begin, is to make an official visit to Cairo beginning Monday. An official of the State Department is quoted as saying the Carter administration's considering reprisal action against Libya for helping President Idi Amin of Uganda. The official, Anthony Quainton, says Washington's unhappy because Libya's used a troop-carrying airplane bought from the United States to send soldiers and weapons to Amin. Libyan troops were reported today to have helped drive invading Tanzanian soldiers away from the gates of Kampala, the capital of Uganda. Amin's whereabouts not known.